Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Grace and peace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We want to say welcome again to another episode of The Sounds of Living Water. I am Jody Israel, a.k.a. Pastor Moore, also of The Sounds of Living Water. Today we are in the creation. We're still in the first day of the creation. We're in the first day of the creation. And today we're dealing with water. Water. People act like water was created on a second day. No, he separated the waters from the water. I'm going to deal a little bit with that today. He separated the waters from the waters, and through these waters, right, he been calling through time through these waters. That's those things. So, the God of Israel has always called through time to the righteous, you know, those that was born for a perfection, that is to say from Adam to Enoch to Noah. These guys were born to do what they was going to do. Moses, he was born to be predestinated to do the things that he was going to do. And likewise, you know, the Pharaoh, he was born for their things to do, so they have their own destruction in the world they were born for, which had to have been a horrible thing for Cain to find out of himself. This is those things, man. So I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone that's listening near and abroad, and I want to say Shabbat Shalom to my lovely rib, Reyes, Israel. Shabbat Shalom, Queen.
Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, King, for you. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, family. Happy Sabbath. Yeah. Asha Shabbat. Asha Shabbat. Happy Sabbath.
Asha Shalom. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're in the first day. Once again, we're in the first day. So, remember, hopefully, everyone, if you can, stand face to Jerusalem. Our brothers and sisters, brothers, if you can uncover your head, and sisters, if you can cover your heads as we approach the Father.
Amen. All right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us of evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. And Father, have mercy on your faulty Holy Spirit and give us the mind. To perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge and understanding and the faith performing. And Father, have mercy on them that hear in Jesus' name, Father, and for your Holy Spirit upon them as well, that they too may receive a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word. For knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We want to say welcome again. We are dealing with the creation, dealing with the water, because we tend to think that water began on the second day, and that's not true. Water started on the first day, and water came with a lot of power. It gave water have life in it, even to this day. If you ran out of water and you weren't able to buy tap water. You know, this plastic water, which you try to pretend like it's actually better, but when you consider that it's sitting in plastic and sometimes in high temperatures, you know, come on, really? The best water we probably can do right now is boiling, you know. Yeah. So, with that being said, you know, water have life in it, man. And then he allowed everything to come from water, either in plasma, blood. You know, on the fifth day, he created the birds and the fish, and the creeping things came out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he created plasma, he created blood, because those things have blood in it. Mm-hmm. You know, birds and fowls have blood in it. So do creeping things, you know. Even though their blood may be a different color, you know, in some cases. And then, you know, the fish, they have blood, you know, and things like that. So on the fifth day, he created blood through water, you know, which is plasma, you know. So that's life, you know, because a blood transfusion can save someone. Mm-hmm. So he even created that in the beginning to save life. So water even brought blood into the creation. You know, this is how much power water has.
Amen.
You know, and we want to just look at it as something that we take a shower in or shit in when we, you know, when we can or whenever, you know. But that's just water comes with way more power than just to be used commonly.
Amen.
We should be so thankful.
Amen.
That God even revealed that we should have water to be something a part of our being.
Amen.
You know, because water has a speech on the God itself.
Amen.
You know, and it's not going to break the law for you and I. Mm-hmm. If the law said, hey, I want to take out mine, it's going to do it. And it's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. You could put a billion wall barriers up there and bulldozers, and the waterways is going to knock them down.
Amen.
Because we don't know the ways that were before there was anything. Remember now, those days were without form and void. So those ways was out of control.
Amen.
You know, you got to think about it. And none of the mountains was revealed. It was just nothing but surface water.
Amen.
They had no bounds. They had no government. These waves, now I'm talking about like the highest recorded wave that we have in our time is 100 feet higher than the Empire State Building. That's a massive wave. If it's 100 feet taller than the Empire State Building, then how were the waves before he gave it order?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is that thing. So let's look at that. Let's look at some of that. You know, because I think this is intricate because when he starts speaking through the water, then you got to understand that that's a water in itself, but it's eternal. Let's look at it. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1. Okay, yeah. Genesis chapter 1, and verse 1.
Yes, 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And
God
said,
He said, and the Spirit of God moved
upon the face of the water.
So the water was already here.
Amen.
What water is this, right?
Amen. Good question.
Okay, so let's go to Revelation chapter 21. So what water was here? Revelation 21 and 6.
You said what water was here?
Yeah.
You go to Revelation 21 and 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Revelation 21 and 6, when you receive it, read.
Revelation 21. In verse 16, and he said unto me, it is done. I am I said, praise Almighty, the visit on my tread this morning, so forgive me. Revelation 21 and 6 reads, and he said unto me, it is done. I am all Alpha and Omega.
Let's get this in your mind.
I know.
Right at the right.
Because I said it this morning. You're so right. Amen. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are something else. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst and of the fountain of the water of life freely.
That's what's in the beginning, the fountain of the water of life.
Everything
that came from the water has life, even plants.
Mm.
Right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Without water, plants don't exist. Yes or no? That's why we have desert. Okay, so you see that water bring what? Life. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1. Go back to Genesis 1. What else water do?
Genesis 1. And which verse?
Genesis 1 and verse 20, because he called it the water of life freely, right? The fountain of living water, right?
Mm-hmm. Go on to verse 20. Genesis 1 and 20 reads, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth.
Little blood. Because everything he just named have red plasma.
Red plasma.
Okay. So water brought blood.
Amen.
Into the creation.
Amen.
It gives life to everything. That's why he called blood what? The life of all beings. That's why we're not supposed to drink blood and play like vampires or eat our meat raw, you know, that has blood in it, because that's the life of that being. So we're supposed to cook the blood out of it. Therefore, when you cook the blood out, this don't exist. We don't have this conversation of blood in our diet. Because blood is what? Let's see if we can find this in Genesis chapter 9. Okay, Genesis chapter 9 and verse 1.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 9 and 1 reads, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air.
See, that's the first response of every beast that sees, even the bear, is to go the other direction.
Amen.
So that's true.
Genesis 9 and 2. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moves upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, and to your hand are they delivered. Verse 3. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things, flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat.
See, that came through Genesis chapter 1, when he created all life through water. So water gave life to blood.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right. So the blood has life.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Matthew. Chapter 26. Matthew 26, and 26, we receive a read.
In Matthew 26 and 26?
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26 reads, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink, ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'"
So wait a minute, water gave this kind of power to blood. That it can give life eternal. So no wonder he said you can drink of this water freely. That this water can give life eternal. This water is, it gives life to blood, that it can give life forever. You mean to tell me water can do that? And all we can do is just think about how good it can feel when we take a shower or a bath, or a crap in it.
Oh.
That's the only time water means anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
Look what water is doing for us. It can wash away sin.
Amen. Amen.
Water can wash away sin.
Amen.
I want to get back to that scripture right there.
Which one?
How you said, "This is my blood."
Is it something? What are you looking for again?
Oh, let me find it. It's not, I think it's a Micah.
Uh-huh.
And Micah said it. Yeah, 7 and 19.
What's that? What?
Micah chapter 7 and verse 19.
Okay, amen. Micah chapter 7 and verse, he said 18?
19. Well, yeah. Read 18.
Micah 7 and 18 reads, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth?
Speaking Greek.
Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue all iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea."
Where is Jesus at? I'm still, you know, now I'm, you know, and I love my brothers and sisters. Whether you believe in the New Testament or not, you're still supposed to be practicing baptism on this principle alone, man. You got a John the Baptist right here. You can't witness against this. So you're supposed to be practicing it. You can say all you want to say about the New Testament, but it says this right here. This is what he said: the waters will do, it will wash us. It will cast our sins into the depths of the sea. So water can wash sins. Not only can water give physical blood, life to blood, but life through blood can actually wash us from sin. Watch this. Go to Revelation chapter 1.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 1.
Revelation
1.
Revelation 1.
Revelations 1 and 5.
Revelation 1 and 5 reads, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood."
Wait a minute. There it is. Water and blood is a witness that they are synonymous, that they can wash away sin. That's why you had the physical sacrifices. That was the first. Without the shedding of blood, there was no sacrifices for sin. Then when the Christ came, now there's the physical sacrifice, the spiritual sacrifices for sin.
Amen. Amen.
Or there's no more sacrifices for you, and you can end up your own sacrifice.
That's true. Why is our phone saying it's 10 a.m. in the morning? No, mine is saying the same thing on mine. What is that saying? Something's going on with the internet. It's not 10 a.m. in the morning.
Man, it's 10:28.
No, it's 10:28. It's not 10:28.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's 10:28.
On this day.
The sun is still out.
Are you in the twilight zone?
No, we're still in the twilight zone because it's never been this bright at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So you're trying to tell me, are you trying to tell me right now it's 10 o'clock at night?
No,
baby. You got me. Wait. You got me because... you said we're going to do this lesson tonight. And I'm like, you're really going to let me go on with this right now? Instead of, you didn't even, like, write a little notepad. Wait, you didn't even say, no, yes it is. You could have put it on a notepad and said, baby, it is the A.M. This is not, we're still not in last night.
No,
Mom,
let me tell you right now,
it is so dark over here. It is so dark. It looks like nighttime right now in front of our windows.
It's a beautiful thing.
I know, but it looks like the sun's about to go down right now.
Yeah.
And my mind is like, it's like, keep, Brother Keith said, slip in this darkness. So, I know it's the morning, but you just see what just happened to my mind right now. I just thought it was nighttime. I'm like, oh my God, babe, it's 10:28 at night.
Yeah. your super good night. You know what? I'm gonna tell you what happened.
No, what just happened because our nickname was the morning. I woke you up this morning to say, baby,
what happened? Your super classmate, Mookie, was unadjusted.
No, why was it unadjusted?
Because you somehow reset it.
Yeah.
So you need to reset your super class.
Give me
here
so I can reset it.
You need to reset your
yeah,
super
I'm gonna
class
reset
at
it.
Nuclei. If you reset that, then you'll be on time with us.
I'm still on time.
How can you?
How do you know I'm not beyond?
Because you thought it was like almost 10 at night.
So I'm forward. I'm so forward right now.
What?
No, Arizona's behind us.
Okay.
New York is before us.
All right, so
so we're at Revelation?
Yeah, 1 and 5.
I'm resetting. There you go. Reset.
You said what? No, you resetting what?
You have to say what I'm resetting. What am I resetting?
Your super plasmatic nuclei.
Amen. It has been reset. So now we're in Revelation.
Chapter 1 and verse 5.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
See that? Okay, so we see that we can be washed through water and blood.
Amen.
Because water gave life to blood, and blood can give life. Like here, it can give life. That's why he said, here, drink this wine, for this is my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Which is shed, you know, and so forth. This is that then.
I thought it was nighttime.
Yeah. Well, I need to. Okay. So, okay, let's go to Romans.
Romans. Romans 6 and 1 reads, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? That grace may abound. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death.
Amen. Yes. Continue.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
See, that's what he showed us in Micah, that he would cast our sins into the depths of the sea so that we can come up a new creature, you know. So even the Old Testament dudes and my Old Testament sisters that don't believe in the New Testament don't have an excuse not to get baptized. Because Micah said, but those of us that believe in the entire Word of God, we understand that the baptism is relevant.
Amen.
And so to the law and the testimony, it is a witness that these things have to take place. And that water is a witness that it can give life.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only physical life, but spiritual life.
Amen.
It can give spiritual life. It can give, watch this, continue.
Amen. Romans 6 and verse 5 reads, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
knowing that Christ being raised from the death died no more. I mean, let's do that again. Verse Romans 6 and 9. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he dieth unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Wait a minute. We act like this came in the New Testament. We act like that this conversation that water can give life to the dead started with Jesus. No, it didn't.
Oh, man.
This conversation been around a long time.
Trying to find what?
This is the script. He said, death comes. So even death comes from water. That's why death can be in water.
Right.
So water you just can't drink. It's contaminated.
That's so. What word are you looking for? You found it?
Well, I was got just like to see if I could pull out on the right. Actually, the one that I'm looking for is on Job. And he said, let me see. Did he say the dead? He said the dead come from the water. There it is. Job 26 and 5.
Job 26 and verse 5 reads, dead things are formed from under the waters and the inhabitants thereof.
There it is.
That's what you're looking for, man. Dead things are formed from under the waters and the inhabitants thereof. Yeah. Amen.
Because you dead to Christ. Once you go under the water.
Oh, under the water.
You dead to
the world. Uh-oh, shut up.
You dead to the world.
So dead?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, that's what that water do is up it. Because he had to come through the waters to die for us.
Amen. Amen.
So yeah, even death, the water is so full of life that it can bring life to dead things in the water. Yeah. That's what it said. But wait a minute, watch this. Okay. Revelations chapter 21. Revelations 21. No, 20. No. 20. Revelation 20.
Revelation 20.
And Revelation 20 and 11.
Oh my God! So were you so muted this whole time?
No.
And I was reading.
No, I'm not doing the time.
That's a long time.
Just
if you say so, babe.
Yeah.
Revelation 20:11. Okay.
Right.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works.
So water got just as much power as death.
Amen.
Water got just as much power as hell. Water don't have to give up the dead until the end of the day. Really? Water can hold a person until judgment day. That's how great water is. And we think it's just a glass of sip. Oh, I'm working out. I need a bottle of water. I'm riding out. Or, you know, I'm taking a shower.
Amen.
Water has the power of death until judgment day.
Amen.
It can hold a body until judgment day, and you never find it. That's why this law was written. Dead things are formed from the water. You have to speak that into existence. Because there was going to come a time that it was going to be dead coming out the water. Well, there it is. So you have to have the loss of that. Let's look at this a little further.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's go back into Genesis chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Remember now, we're dealing with this one verse here. And verse 2.
Genesis 1 and 2 reads, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
Stop. So the Spirit of God moved where?
Upon the face of the water.
All right, now watch this. Go right into verse.
Okay, amen.
Yes, Genesis 1 and 9.
Genesis 1 and 9 reads, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called, he sees, and
stop.
God saw that it was good.
So he got seeds on earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, let's back up. Okay.
Yes, he's in the earth now.
Right. So now, go to verse, I didn't want you to go there yet. But this is where I really want you to go to verse 6.
Revelation 1 and 6 reads, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Amen. "And God made the firmament and divided the waters, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day."
So he created this this water barrier between heaven and earth, which is where he put the sun and the moon and the stars there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put a water barrier up above that. So
mm-hmm.
now I'm not drawing this little circle to give you an idea that this thing is compact like that. No, I want you to really kind of understand that if he got the entire cosmos inside of that, then that's ginormous. It's beyond comprehension. The numbers is unfathomable.
Amen.
You know, to even conceive how many stars or planets out there, or how huge the vast of darkness that's in between one planet to another. It's out there. It's impossible to conceive that. So this is, you know, what he put in the middle, water above that and water in between. And so through that, he had did this. Now watch this. Skip down to verse 13.
Genesis 1 and 13.
14.
Genesis 1:14.
Right.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14 reads, "And God said, let there be light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the dark the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day."
Now, here's the thing. He put this water barrier above that. Now, he said these, and then he put the sun and the moon and the stars in there for time.
Amen.
So he's telling you right now, he's going to be speaking through water throughout time.
Amen.
Because that's what heaven is. He dwells in heaven. So he's going to be talking through time, through the water. This is that then. So let's look at this. A little closer. Let's go to John chapter 7. John 7
mm-hmm.
and 37.
John 7 and 37 reads, "In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow the rivers of living water."
See that? See, now the waters change into another thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's dimension. It can transform anyone
mm-hmm.
into water. And it can turn anyone into light.
That's right. Amen.
You see, this is that thing. He's saying now the same water that I got the same water that I was talking about, that, you know, that's in the beginning, that got all things in it, all this property, all this power, I'm going to give it to you.
Amen.
Go to John 4:4-14. John 4:4-14.
John 4:14 reads, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life."
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So not only will it give life unto, he's telling you right here that he will give you life through this water. This is that thing. You see?
I see.
Yeah. So this water here is life. It can give life not only through just drinking, right? Bathing in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It also can give life to vegetation. It gives life to the birds, the sea, the fish. It gave blood to the earth, you see. And we found out both the blood and water, after it gave life to blood, that blood can give life.
Amen.
You see. And we found that through water, that blood through water was given power to give life too. And ultimately, he's showing us that through this very water, we'll be able to give life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, we want to thank everyone for their time and hope it edifies someone. And we want to thank our brothers and sisters for tuning in, you know, the Sound of Living Waters. And I always like to acknowledge our brothers and sisters. I'd like to know that we appreciate the company and their time. So, God willing, let's say first, brothers in Canada, our family in Canada, we want to say thank you, and the percentages is going up in Canada. They, people in Canada, listen. God bless you, and welcome to the family as well. Shabbat Shalom. And United States as well, you know, of course, family, Shabbat Shalom. And thank you for staying in and hanging in there with us. The family in Russia, grace and peace, Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Thank you for continuing to listen. Godspeed. Our family in the United Kingdom, family there is glory. God bless you and welcome to family. And you continue to listen. God bless you. Our family and friends, we want to say welcome again. And Shabbat Shalom to you as well. And always continue to listen. Continue to listen. Our family in Germany, we want to say thank you. And always God blessings. And Shabbat Shalom, and continue to listen. And our family in Turkey, also Shabbat Shalom. And grace and peace in Jesus' name. All of our family just listening, always, always. Our family that's in Iran, bless you. Shabbat Shalom. and listen. My family that's in India, I bless you, and always, always bless me. My family that's in China, families in China, all praise and thank you for your time, your presence, and continue to listen. Shabbat shalom. My family that's in Japan, bless you. Continue to listen. Maybe Japan is growing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Japan is growing. Thank you. Thank you, family. To the new family that's in Japan. And our family that's in Vietnam. God bless you. And always Shabbat shalom. Continue to listen.
Mm-hmm.
My family that's in Myanmar, I'm going to get that right. How do you say that?
Right. You know how my class is going to be.
Got it. You got to read
I can't feel my class is on there. You do a better job. You have 20/20 vision. 20/20 vision. I can look at it later.
Myanmar.
Okay.
Got it. Myanmar. Myanmar. God bless you. His family is strong. Thank you for always letting us know you're there. And family that's in India as well. God bless you. And my family that's coming from Ethiopia. God bless you. Shabbat shalom as well.
Shabbat shalom.
This is in Uganda.
Amen.
A family that's in Kenya that's listening. God bless you. Family that's in Egypt listening. God bless you. Family that's in Nigeria that's listening. God bless you. Family that's in Turkey listening. God bless you. Family that's in Brazil that's listening. God bless you. Chile. God bless you. Chile is always and my family is God, Indonesia, God bless you. And our family and it's in Japan, right? And okay, Australia. Family that's in Australia, God bless you, thank you. Australia is always there. And New Zealand, always there, always there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So always. Thank you for the encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
God bless all of you, and may the Father mercy and his peace and favor be upon you and your household. And your family, and your children's children. God bless you all. And thank you for continually listening and hanging in there with us. And we got a hand up. Let's see.
Hello. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Grace and peace, brother. Great lesson. Great reading, sister. Thank you for the acknowledgement. You know, and I definitely thank God for y'all because of the fact of the matter that if a person can acknowledge God, you know what I'm saying, he can acknowledge his children, you know. that you can see the great works for them, you know, and what they do. I had found a couple of scriptures. I'll be brief. One is in Genesis 49 and 4. It says, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Let me say that again, excuse me. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defileth it. He went up to my couch. What I got out of that was like, I believe like the person thought they knew God and stuff, and they had the nerve to approach him in a way that they didn't understand. Like they literally believed that they was going, like they literally believed that they was going to heaven and stuff. He said they tried to come up to his couch and stuff. But it reads here in, what's it say here? Okay. Deuteronomy 8 and 7 reads, 1 second, please. Hold on 1 second, please. Bear with me. Trying to get to it. I'm sorry. Okay. In Deuteronomy 8 and 7, it reads, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills. In Deuteronomy 11 and 11 reads, but the land whether ye go to possess it, it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rains of heaven. So what I had learned from that, he said, don't drink this water out here. He said it's unstable. He said, but drink of the waters of heaven. And from in Genesis 1 and 14, that kind of pretty much tells you that. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. Now, when I look at the signs and for seasons and for days, for years, he's basically talking about what's coming down from heaven. He's not just talking about the rain that's coming from heaven, everything that rained down that he watering us with. And he said that we possess it. You know, if we take heed to the understanding of what he's saying, we'll possess this, that in which. And the only way we get this is from what he commanded the waters to do in Genesis 1 and 2. He said they were abounding. The waters was abounding. He said they were without form and void. So the water hadn't even had an understanding yet. It was just receiving this commandment. Here we come later on after everything else. So considering the fact of the matter that his blood has water in it, it washed us. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. That we should be grateful, though, that his blood and the water in him is more pure than anything that was ever created on the earth. So oh. I want to say that this lesson is very powerful. It's very deep. It really goes into the depths, if you want to say it like that, you know. And I don't want to tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Excuse me for that one, though, but it's an excellent lesson. Much love to the family. Grace and peace. With that, I close.
Amen. Jew praise. All praise to the Most High God, brother to him, and he teaches wrestling. We all remember Beast, man. Brood Beast at that, you know. So it's his knowledge, man, that teaches us a little more than the cattle of the field, you know. All praises, brother, to the Father and Son and the glory. So, with all of that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. So, good job reading, Sister Raya. Thank you. Thank you. Great job. Everyone is listening for your time. And, Brother Keith, thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you for those things as well. As we say here at the Sons of Living Waters,
Sons of the Living Water Radio Show. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water Radio Show. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water Radio Show. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.